So a government says it's worried about the legitimacy of the names on its voter lists, and so it wants to check and purge names of people who aren't citizens. Sound reasonable?
I don't have a right. You don't have a right to vote in a Spanish election or Italian election. I mean, this is America. You have to be a U.S. citizen to vote here. That's what we want.
That's the governor of Florida, Rick Scott, on CNN, who's now in the middle of a blistering legal battle over Florida's attempt to purge as many as 182,000 people from its voter rolls. Joining us now to discuss what's going on is Mark Caputo, who's a political reporter for the Miami Herald. He joins us from WLRN Studios in Miami. Mark, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So on the one hand, it is a reasonable sounding request, but there are all kinds of legal issues that constrain state governments attempting to do something this big, this close to an election involving 182,000 people on the voter rolls. Explain.
Well, I think overall the takeaway is timing is everything. And this effort really got off the ground, really began just a few months ago, and that's just too close to a major election. And that's the general overriding concern. You got two general federal laws, the Voting Rights Act and the National Voter Registration Act. Voting Rights Act applies generally to about five counties where this purge could be prevented because of the way the program is constructed. The National Voter Registration Act essentially bans purging of voters 90 days before a federal election. In our case, that would mean that the ban would start on May 16th. However, the state argues that the federal government is misreading the law, and they're allowed to purge voters who were never eligible in the first place. So this is going to be decided in court. It's already June, and we got three lawsuits being filed over this.
And among them is the Department of Justice. So who else is in the mix here?
ACLU went first. They sued the state on Friday about the Voting Rights Act. Then came the state. It sued the Department of Homeland Security for refusing to turn over access to an immigration database that has citizenship information that could make it easier for the state to check on whether someone is indeed a U.S. citizen or not. And then the federal government followed up probably moments later with its letter saying, all right, Florida, we're going to sue you. You haven't stopped. It's illegal what you're doing, so we're taking you to court too.
Do the people of Florida have a creepy suspicion that this is the prequel to Bush v. Gore? That there's an attempt to sort of stack the deck and game the closeness of Florida in anticipation of the 2012 election?
Liberals certainly have that opinion. Conservatives have the opinion that the voting rolls are stuffed with all these illegal voters. I don't think there's much evidence for either one of those. I think the vast, and this is just my guess, the vast number of people in the middle are saying, well, gee, ineligible voters should be stricken from the rolls, but gee, the way the program is done right now, it hassles a lot of people who are lawful voters and lawful citizens. So it's kind of tough to muddle through this. And then you've got this third wheel, this third party, the Department of Homeland Security, which seems to have been pretty intransigent about providing access to its database. Finally, yesterday, the federal government said, well, Florida, the reason we didn't give you access to this is you didn't meet our programmatic requirements. So today I asked the Department of Homeland Security, okay, what's the database look like and what are the programmatic requirements? And the Department of Homeland Security's response is, we can't tell you. It's secret.
Wow.
So
you're a great reporter on this. This is an echo of the immigration battle that's going on in other states as well, where there are attempts by educational officials and law enforcement officials to have access to federal information on citizenship, correct?
Yeah, very much so. This seems to have really begun last year during kind of an offhanded conversation between the governor and the then Secretary of State. There's a new one now, a guy named Kurt Browning. And at the time, one of Rick Scott's big concerns, one of the things he campaigned on in the Republican primary in the fall of 2010, was an Arizona immigration-style law. And as you know, the Department of Justice doesn't like that either. So there also might be some concern like, look, you know, this guy holds views about immigration that the Department of Justice doesn't hold. And, you know, the fact is the Department of Justice is a political entity, just like the state of Florida is. So basically you got Republicans and Democrats duking it out, state versus feds, and it's going to go on and on, it seems.
You know, which belies this comment by your governor, Rick Scott. Here he is speaking on CNN that this is, you know, has nothing whatsoever to do with politics.
This is not a partisan issue. This is not a Republican or Democrat independent issue. This is an issue that I want, all of us want, everyone that had, every U.S. citizen, go register to vote. Vote, participate in these elections, but non-U.S. citizens shouldn't be doing that.
Now, you know, again, it all sounds very, very reasonable. In your reporting, is there any precedent for doing the kinds of things that the governor would like to do, you know, not under this kind of time pressure and not with these sorts of political overlays?
Well, the state periodically purges rolls of ineligible voters. It seems that a real debate here is over the program, the style of the program combined with the timing. You know, it's just very close to an election. And, you know, we have the scars of the 2000 elections here. So that'll weigh on us. But if there's a partisan cast that's clear here, that one can objectively say it's this, it's that Republicans tend to believe that the voting rolls need to be cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
And Democrats tend to believe that efforts to clean the voting rolls are going to disenfranchise people. And when you get, this close to an election, you're asking for trouble. Now, we analyzed the numbers of those who are on a list of 2,700 people.
Right.
We did find a disproportionately listed Hispanics and African Americans, or better said, blacks. However, that's largely because when you target non-citizens, you're going to go after immigrants, and the biggest immigrant groups here are Hispanics and Haitians. So if you look at one aspect of it, it looks very partisan. It looks very racially motivated. But then if you look at, like, okay, well, if you're trying to analyze this entire program, you can see where it incidentally ropes in these other groups. Mm. Right now, we don't have any record showing that there was this cabal of state officials together that said, hey, let's try to purge one of the most important swing groups in the state, Hispanics, for our own personal gain. I mean, that's kind of a recipe for disaster. But who knows? Maybe someone in the state is dumb enough to embark on that, but they haven't really done it in a very sneaky way. If anything says that it wasn't a conspiracy, it's that it was done in kind of a bullish, sloppy way. I mean, they kind of went ahead with a list that the previous Secretary of State said probably wasn't ready for prime time. And then there was this huge backlash. Rick Scott's a political newcomer, and when you get political newcomers, you get people who don't have institutional memory.
Right, and you're underscoring something that's really important here, that for precisely that reason, there may be a profound interest on the part of the Democrats to really gin up the political rhetoric here, because that sort of signals to the federal government, uh-oh, can't weigh in here, this is too radioactive, too close to an election.
Yeah, basically, you have the left and the right that are both benefiting off of this debate. And I think the great center, the silent majority, so to speak, is just sitting back saying, well, it looks like more politics as usual in the nation's biggest swing state.
Man, some sympathy for Floridians this morning, even forgetting the weather issues that are often a benefit. Maybe not there today. Mark Caputo, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Caputo, of course, political reporter for the Miami Herald, speaking with us from WLRN Studios, our affiliate in South Florida.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.